The following addendum explains the word Shri Vatsa, which appeared in this chapter. According to Acharya Srila Prabhupada, Shri Vatsa is a curl of white hair on the chest of the Lord, which is a special sign of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanatana Goswami describes the Shri Vatsa mark in his book Vaishnava Toshini as being a curl of fine yellow hair on the upper portion of the right side of Lord Vishnu's chest. This mark is not for ordinary devotees, for it is a special mark of Vishnu or Krishna. And according to Lord Chaitanya's teachings in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lakshmi Shri Vatsa Alankara, which means marks of silver hairs on the right side of the Lord's chest, indicating the residence of the goddess of fortune. Shukadeva Goswami describes in the 8th canto, Shri Vatsa Vaksha Stala Valabena, which means that the Shri Vatsa is a very pleasing transcendental marking on the chest of Lord Vishnu. In the Shiva Gita portion of the 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva says that on the dark chest of the Lord there are streaks named Shri Vatsa, which are signs of the goddess of fortune. The glittering of these streaks excels the beauty of the golden streaks on a gold testing stone. Indeed, such beauty defeats a gold testing stone. In the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the incident of the Mohini Murti incarnation bewildering Lord Shiva. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead informed Lord Shambhu, O best of the demigods, although you have been amply harassed because of my potency in assuming the form of a beautiful woman, you are now once again established in your position. Therefore, may all good fortune be upon you. My dear Lord Shambhu, who within this material world but you can surpass my illusory energy? People are generally attached to sense enjoyment and conquered by its influence. Indeed, the influence of material nature is very difficult for them to surmount. The material external energy, known as Maya, who cooperates with me in creation, and who is manifested in the three modes of nature, will not be able to bewilder you any longer. Shukadeva Goswami then said, O King Parikshit, having thus been praised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the mark of Shri Vatsa on his chest, Lord Shiva circumambulated the Lord. Then, after taking permission from Lord Madhusudana, Lord Shiva returned to his abode, Kailas, along with his associates. The Acharya Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks that when Lord Shiva was offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, Madhusudana arose and embraced Shambhu. Therefore, the word Shri Vatsa Ankena is used. The mark of Shri Vatsa adorns the chest of Lord Vishnu. And therefore, when Madhusudana embraced Lord Shiva while being circumambulated, the Shri Vatsa mark touched the bosom of Lord Shiva.
Recorded May 18 and 19, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A. C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.